You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here come the space tugs, ready to clean up Earth's orbit. As more and more satellites are launched into space, the Tetris game to drop them in the right place at the right time is getting more complicated. But that could get a whole lot easier soon, thanks to a new spacecraft in the works called the Space Tug, a vehicle that can grab smaller satellites after they've been dropped off and guide them to their rightful place among the stars. You've been drinking microplastics, but don't worry yet. Tiny bits of plastic have been showing up everywhere, from the Arctic to the water you drink. But should you be worried? We know from the data that we've reviewed that we're ingesting them, says Bruce Gordon, a coordinator with the World Health Organization. The headline message is to reassure drinking water consumers around the world that, based on our assessment of the risk, it is low. And now for today's fast fact, 66 million. That's the number of Americans who currently don't have home internet access. Because of this, they may try to fill out the 2020 census from a public library computer, which could be a problem because cyber attacks have been wreaking havoc on public libraries for years. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.